much for joining us on this lunch hour, Monday lunch hour. I hope you're off to a great start to this work week. You know, I'll tell you, those Riders, man, there is momentum. I was off last week, and of course, the Riders didn't play this past week. They were on a bye week, and yet it seemed like no matter where I went, who I talked to, Riders made their way into the conversation. How about those Riders? It's 7-1, sitting on top of the CFL, and there's some great teams this year. You watched some of the games this weekend. I mentioned that Stampeders-Bombers game. Gosh, that was a good game. So we know, and you know, I got a kick out of this last year. I think back to green and white prognostications, which we do on this show Fridays, or at least game day, or the last show that we have before the game. We give you a chance to call in and you give us the score. Who's going to win the game? What's the score going to be? We always see a ton of Rider support there, even if the Riders are in a slump. We saw them, remember, in that 7-game losing streak last year. There was still tons of support for the Riders. It feels different this year. It feels different. It feels as if people are like, you know what? This is it. We're the real deal. I get a kick out of listening to the pregame and postgame show that the Green Zone puts on. And one of the contributors to that, of course, is our friend Daryl Davis, Saskatchewan Hall of Fame sports writer, commentator, and as I mentioned, member of the Green Zone game day coverage. Daryl Davis joining us by phone here today. Daryl, thanks so much for taking the call.
Anytime, Evan. I always talk sports with you.
Are the Riders the real deal?
Yeah, they're really good. They learned a lot last year. You know, their coaching staff was a little bit new, so they made a few mistakes and they were getting their feet under them. But this year, I think they've ironed out a lot of those mistakes. They got their ego crushed a little bit that game against Calgary. But other than that, they've been a pretty solid team from start to finish. And I'm looking forward to their game against Hamilton. What top two teams in the league are meeting on Saturday at Mosaic Stadium. So that'll be a good one.
It's, you know, you mentioned the Stampeders loss that we were handed at home. A lot of people right after that happened said, you know what, this could be one of the best things to happen to the Riders. It happened early in the season, gave them a chance to explore their vulnerabilities. Do you think that happened? Do you think that they were able to, whether it was view the game tape or just take away some lessons from that game that have helped them with the success since then?
Yeah, I think so. Corey Mace, their head coach, said the same thing, Evan. He said, you know what, we got a little bit of ahead of ourselves. They hadn't lost the game before that, and it should have been easy. That was a game that was postponed because of smoke, so the Calgary Stampeders had to scramble to find a place to stay in Regina overnight. The Riders went home to their apartments or houses and should have come back ready to play, and Calgary handed them their meal and a half. So it was really tough for the Rough Riders to take, but I think that humbled them a little bit. And since then, they've been pretty good. That game they played, the last game they played before the bye week against Montreal, I don't think I've seen them play better in a long, long time.
Daryl Davis is my guest, Saskatchewan Hall of Fame sports writer, commentator, and always one of the fan favorites to have on our program, especially if we're talking Riders. You know, Daryl, lots of people have commented that although the Riders have a great record, some of those wins haven't been the prettiest. I think back to coaches and players that have said, at the end of the day, not every win is going to be a decisive start of game to end of game win. Even if it's not pretty, is it? Can you just say a win's a win?
Yeah, and a lot of times. They wanted to prove something in that Montreal game. They haven't won in Montreal for 4 years, so they went there and smoked the Alouettes, who are a pretty good team. But before that, they were a little bit angry. They had almost blown a game against Edmonton, which is the Elks are getting better, but they weren't very good at that time. They almost gave a game back to the Toronto Argonauts. They almost gave away a victory against the BC Lions. So they were mad about that and kind of regrouped. Everything they've done wrong this year, Evan, there haven't been many things, but everything they've done wrong, they've kind of learned from it. Mm. And I think that Calgary game that you pointed to is a real good learning experience for them, and I think that will help them a lot moving forward.
So how does Corey Mace and the rest of the coaching staff and even some of the, you know, the on-field leaders of that team, how do they keep emotions in check, knowing that they're 7-1, they're top of the league, but they're also heading into the middle part of the schedule and a tough one? You mentioned the Ticats. We've got, of course, back-to-back games with the Bombers, which are never a given. So what's the attitude that needs to come through from the leadership of that organization to keep them grounded?
Yeah, there's a game in Calgary in the middle there too, Evan, so this is a really tough stretch. They realize, and when you hear Trevor Harris, the quarterback, talk, and Mike Johnson, the veteran defensive tackle, they talk about we weren't perfect, they say. We need to do things better. And that's what humble teams do. That's what successful teams do. They say, we're getting better. We haven't played our perfect game yet. We want to get better as it goes along. I've dealt with this football team for a long, long time, and I've told the coaches themselves that this is the most responsible, mature group of players I've seen ever with this football team. And to me, that says a lot. That's the type of team that can win because they take responsibility for their actions. When they make a mistake, they accept it. They face the consequences and then move on. And I think that, a grown-up team like that with the leaders that you were talking about has a really good chance to progress a long way and even maybe win the Grey Cup.
Darrell Davis is my guest. You know, watching that last game of the Riders, I couldn't help but think Corey Mace and everyone who threw their faith and support into Trevor Harris had their chests out a little bit further after that game because, boy, didn't he look good?
Yeah. You know what? I was just saying that the other day that during the offseason, I wrote a lot about, and we talked a lot about, a 39-year-old quarterback who can't run, who's never won a Grey Cup as a starting quarterback. He's won as a backup. It's funny, I haven't mentioned that or talked about it or written that all season because he's played so well, you forget about all those things that we perceive as flaws. He's played terrific. You know, he's a leader on that football team. When he came to Saskatchewan, I wasn't sure that I would like him. I respect him an awful lot, and I like him way more than I thought, and I'm really impressed with what he's accomplishing.
So if we look at these next four games, Darrell, they're all going to be a challenge for their own reasons. What is the vulnerability right now? Do we have a weak spot?
Oh, boy. You know, it's unfortunate to say, but Brett Lawther, the kicker, has really struggled this year. He's down in like the 70-75 percentile, and that's not good enough in the Canadian Football League anymore. He hasn't been called upon in game-winning situations. He's usually clutch, but it's not a dependable. He's not the dependable guy he used to be. It doesn't seem like it. Mm-hmm. We'll see. He hasn't cost them a game yet, but that would be the most vulnerable spot. They've changed their offense a little bit. They're throwing deeper passes. They're blitzing more on defense than they used to, so they're getting a lot of those flaws out of the way. But I'm still a little bit worried about Brett Lawther, their kicker.
You talk about the importance of kicking. How about that Bomber Stamps game over the weekend? That was That was quite the ending.
Yeah, 63-yarder and two. It's just amazing. I often call the Canadian football the Canadian Field Goal League because they're a little bit too dependent on field goals. But it was an impressive bunch of games this weekend, Evan. You're right. Not having the Rough Riders playing was kind of different, so you got to sit around and watch four games that didn't matter the outcome, but good football. And I think the Rough Riders probably might even have pumped them up, and they're getting ready for that next game because, oh boy, it's now the main part of the season is coming up, so let's get excited about football again.
What did you learn this weekend, or what were your takeaways? So we saw the Stamps win a close one over the Bombers. The Elks, of course, beat the Alouettes in a close one. The Redbacks, Blacks won, and the Lions won. Any takeaways from that?
Yeah, Edmonton's going to be better with Cody Fajardo at quarterback. They might get back into the playoff hunt. Winnipeg isn't the same team it used to be. Calgary beat them all three games that they played. And watch out for the Stampeders, man. They played so well here in Saskatchewan, and what a defense they have. You know, we always talk about Montreal having a good defense. Saskatchewan's is okay. That Calgary Stampeders defense, Evan, is absolutely a monster. So I think that that's going to be something the Rough Riders are going to have to be prepared for.
Is it too early for you to make a prediction in terms of, I'm not even asking you who's winning the Grey Cup, but who's headed towards the Grey Cup this year?
Well, if you want to be really bold on this one, Evan, which you probably want me to be, I would say that this coming Saturday with Hamilton 6-1, Saskatchewan 7-1, or I'm sorry, Hamilton 6-3, Saskatchewan 7-1, I would call this a Grey Cup preview if you want. That would be my selections to make it to the Grey Cup.
I like it. Hey, can we talk baseball for a second?
As long as you talk, you got to mention the Milwaukee Brewers, my favorite team, has the best record in baseball. Okay.
Yes, of course.
All right.
But the Red Sox and Berries. How about this series? The Red Sox, Saskatoon, of course, have had such a good team this year, great record. I expected last night's game for us to see a win from Saskatoon. Red Sox pull it off in 11 innings. Now they're back home playing in Regina tonight. Is this possibly going to be a sweep for the Sox?
It's sure a possibility. The Red Sox have got their two best pitchers coming up for the next two games if they need them too, Evan. The Red Sox blew right through the Medicine Hat Mavericks in two straight. Saskatoon, what a great series they had against the Moose Jaw Millers, Miller Express. That extra Carter Beck with a grand slam and extra innings
about that,
to win that one and force and move on. the Regina-Saskatoon rivalry. We're having a lot of different things. Why not have it in baseball, too, now? I'm going to that game tonight at Curry Field because I think that might be a great baseball game to watch.
I won't be at the game tonight in Regina, but I will be if it goes ahead Tuesday in Saskatoon. I'll be at that game, so looking forward to it for sure. Hey!
Might be three, Evan. I don't know. These Red Sox look pretty strong at the moment.
So that's right.
We'll see how that one goes.
Before I let you go, are you a numpty officially? I saw your article.
On Luke Wilson,
yeah.
Luke Wilson phenomenon has really kind of caught me off guard. I love the fact that he went on the green zone with Jamie Knight because they ran into each other at the alley.
Yeah.
I think that's a great story. He hasn't called me a numpty. He reposted the column I wrote about Luke Wilson. I think he's great for the league. I don't have to agree with everything he says. He doesn't have to agree with everything I say.
Yeah.
I haven't been called a numpty yet because I haven't disagreed with him too vehemently. But I love the attention he's bringing to the Canadian Football League, and he's quite a character.
Yeah, for sure he is. Hey, Daryl, I always appreciate you stopping by. Thanks for your time today.
Anytime, Evan. Good talking to you. Bye-bye.
Daryl Davis, Saskatchewan Hall of Fame sports writer, commentator, a member of our Green Zone game day coverage. And, of course, as you heard Daryl talk about, Riders back in action after a bye week this week, taking on Hamilton Ticats. Is it a preview of the Grey Cup? I don't know. I'd say that East. I don't know that you can count the Ticats there yet in the West. Stamps are going to be a challenge for us. There's lots that can happen yet. So while we are all throwing our shoulders back and holding our heads high because of the Riders' 7-1 record, we got a lot of football ahead of us yet. So let's not get ahead of ourselves. But hey, we've got great momentum, and I'm looking forward to green and white prognostications as usual on Friday. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.